For homebodies, there's been an upside of the New York on pause order. No pressure to leave the house, no FOMO. FOMO is an acronym for fear of missing out. For example, this time last year, so many people were going to see Avengers Endgame, and let's say you were home doing laundry. You really didn't want to see the movie, but then given all the hype and the reviews and the end of the franchise, maybe some of this twinges that you should see the movie. But with millions of us stuck at home for the foreseeable future and social distancing the current normal, FOMO kind of shouldn't exist. But according to the guy who coined the term, it has reared its head. Patrick McGinnis is an author and venture capitalist who hosts the podcast FOMO Sapiens, and he's the author of the forthcoming book Fear of Missing Out, Practical Decision-Making in a World of Overwhelming Choice. He coined the term FOMO in 2004 while at Harvard Business School, and he's saying that despite some initial relief, the fear of missing out is happening. It just looks and feels a bit different. Patrick, so happy to have you back on the show.
It's so great to be here, Allison.
So when you think about FOMO and the way it has reinvented itself in this current environment, how has it reinvented itself?
Well, in the beginning, of course, we had this mad rush to the grocery store to buy our year and a half worth of toilet paper. But then we all stayed home, and as you mentioned, it was sort of like FOMO was gone, and I thought to myself, I haven't felt this way in years. But it has come back. I think as the fatigue has worn on, as people have been stuck home, a couple things have happened. Number one is that FOMO has moved online, because one of the big triggers of FOMO is our digital devices, and we're spending more time on them than ever. The second thing is, I mean, did you go outside yesterday? Anybody who's in New York City? Everybody was out. I know people were social distancing and making the effort, so that's important, but as the weather gets better, I think we're going to start to see people emerging. It's easy to not have FOMO when the weather's terrible, but when it's a sunny, beautiful day, people really have trouble staying in. And so we're seeing all of this pent-up social pressure really starting to come to the forefront.
Yeah, I think the social pressure part of it is really interesting. It's sort of the dark side of Zoom. How many Zoom cocktail parties can there be? How many live stream concerts can there be? How many, you know, fundraisers can there be online? The sense of like, I can't really walk away from it because it's right there on my phone. It's right there on my computer.
Yeah, it's one of these things where, again, I think in the beginning, we all came into this with all these goals. It's sort of like, you know, I remember my plan was like, I'm going to, you know, read all these books, and I'm going to learn to cook, and I'm going to get in better shape. I had a lot of sort of a laundry list of things to make the most out of this experience of being quarantined. And the reality is most people did. But now it's been 2 months. And if you think back, like, how many of those things that I accomplished, and then you look at your screen time and how many, you know, things that I, how much time did I spend on social media or on the Zoom cocktail parties and those kinds of things that were not really my objectives. It's totally understandable, but it's been shocking to me how pervasive FOMO has been during the pandemic. And I think early on, some people were calling this, you know, sort of like FOMO is no longer a thing, but the New York Times just proclaimed that FOMO has survived the coronavirus, and I tend to agree with that.
So I think people should know about this, about you, is that you came up with this word, this idea, after 9/11.
Yeah.
And after another collective tragedy. I mean, they're not the same, but this idea that we're all going through something very difficult together. What was it that you saw then that you perhaps see now?
Yeah, this really evokes 9/11 for me. And of course, you and I were neighbors at the time. And mm-hmm. So you experienced that right next door to me. And I remember that day very clearly, feeling I was, you know, right out of college and feeling like the world had shifted in a way that it would never go back to what it was before, and that I sort of lost my innocence. And as a result, I decided that from that period forward, I would sort of live life 150% and really take advantage of every opportunity. And I had a real carpe diem mindset. And so as we live through this period of time, which has a tectonic shift in the way that we live, and there's so much uncertainty, and I think as we look at the world around us, and especially as things, you know, revert more to normalcy and we're able to enjoy some of the things we used to, when we can go to restaurants again, we're going to want to go to all the restaurants. We're going to want to see all of our friends. We're going to have a period, just as I did after 9/11, where I just want to do it all. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because if you are in that state of mind, it means there are things to miss out on. But of course, we want to maintain what we've learned about what we truly care about during this period of time so that we can focus on the things that are most important to us.
My guest is Patrick McGinnis. He is the host of the podcast FOMO Sapiens. His new book is Fear of Missing Out, Practical Decision Making in a World of Overwhelming Choice. What is the assumption of constant availability? How does that feed into FOMO? Because, you know, I shared this last week. I had a friend say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And then there was a long pause. I was like, what do you think I'm doing this weekend? I've nowhere to go. I can't go anywhere. But this idea of, yeah, sure, of course you're available.
I definitely think that's an interesting dynamic because, especially as New Yorkers, we're all overscheduled. Find me a New Yorker who has free time on their hands, and, you know, I'll be amazed. And so this ability now to, we know, there's almost no excuse not to turn up to things because it's sort of like, well, what else are you doing, right? And so I do think that this free time on our hands, we also can convince ourselves like, okay, you know what, I was going to read that book. I was going to read the book that I've been meaning to read for 3 years, but I have 4 Zoom cocktail parties tonight, so, you know, I'll read it tomorrow. And then it turns into a pattern where we keep procrastinating from doing the things that actually we really wanted to do. And so it's important to be mindful of, you know, and I actually write them down, the priorities that I have. I make lists of things to remember that I would be very sad if after all of this period is over, I didn't sort of get to some of those things on my list.
Now, in your new book, you talk about FOMO. It's the idea that we have too many choices. Mm-hmm. And how do we get out of that paralysis of too many choices? I found it myself just thinking, like, scrolling through Instagram. There are 5 comics that I can watch who are raising money for 5 fantastic causes. And then, or I could listen to a podcast, but there is 1,000 of them.
Yeah, that's our lives, right? It's like the Netflix problem. There are 7,000 shows mm-hmm. on Netflix. And even if you try to watch all of them, you can't. And this really comes down to, listen, there are important decisions people are going to be making in the next period of time about where they live and where they go to school and where they work, things that are major life decisions and require an investment of time and energy. Then there are what I call low-stakes decisions and no-stakes decisions. And these are things that you won't even remember making this decision in a couple of days or for a no-stakes decision or in a month for a low-stakes decision. And so I simply outsource those. I mean, for example, when it comes to something like watching a TV show on Netflix, I'll whittle it down to 2 things, for example, and then I'll assign 1/2 of my watch to each of the potential options. I look down at the watch, see where the second hand is, and the watch has made my choice for me. It's a really simple way to basically pull yourself out of a decision that doesn't matter because either of them is perfectly fine. The problem here isn't the choices. They're great. The problem is that you're injecting drama into them. And in doing so, wasting energy that you could be devoting to things that are more important, to choices that are more important to you.
Well, how do you get over this idea of fear of missing out? Like, you know you do it. You have it. It's in your life. How do you get through it? How do you break through the fear of missing out?
So it's important to understand what's happening when you're feeling FOMO. FOMO consists of 2 things. First of all, really, it's an anxiety provoked by a feeling there's something better out there, a perception that there's something better out there than what you're doing right now. And it's a desire to be part of the group, to not be excluded. So those are the 2 things. It's a perception that something great is out there, and it's the desire to be part of a group and not be left out. And so if you think about those elements when you're feeling FOMO, it really helps. So the first one is perception. You don't really know, right? I mean, if we had perfect information, we could easily decide, I want to do this or I don't want to do this. And so that perception can actually be deception. And we need to spend time thinking about, am I blowing this up in my head to be better than it is? Or is this actually something I truly want to do? So that's a process of introspection. And you can do research and talk to people. And it depends on sort of the situation. But it's just about uncovering that information asymmetry, right, between what you think and what is real. And the second thing is that her piece. Do you want to make decisions based on what other people are telling you, based on external triggers, or do you want to do things that actually correspond to what you genuinely want, right? And so thinking about those 2 things, that's in the process, if you get into a process of focusing on those things, that's how you get to the place you need to be. Second thing is you need to learn to miss out. Miss out means being okay with the fact you can't have it all. And that gets to things like mindfulness and meditation and controlling your relationship with digital devices. And all of those things help you to build the muscles you need to make smarter decisions.
When you look ahead, what do you think we can take away from this moment that we can use when things start to return to normal so that we don't fall trap to FOMO or to FOBO, fear of a better option?
Yeah, so the thing about FOMO and FOBO is that they are pervasive in an environment where you think you have a lot of choices, right? If you didn't think you have choices, you'd take whatever was given to you. But when you think you have tons of choices, then you get stuck because you're starting to wonder which is the best for you, even if it's in your mind only. We're in a moment right now where the choices that we have available to us have really shrunk, right? We can't leave our homes. The economy is tanking. There's all this really painful stuff that's happening, and we should acknowledge that. But at the same time, part of this is a temporary thing, and we will have choices again, thankfully. And so I think the important thing to do is, in this moment when we are dealing with limited choices, number one, think about how you can help other people, because it always makes us feel better, and it's what we should be doing as citizens. And number two is really focus on what matters. Write it down, and then keep a list of what doesn't matter, the things you just realize don't matter anymore. And then when you reemerge into the world, take that with you and have a better set of priorities that you can move forward with.
The name of the forthcoming book is Fear of Missing Out, Practical Decision-Making in a World of Overwhelming Choice. Patrick McGinnis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Take care.